listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The Premier is not surprised a notorious paedophile is behind bars again, arrested just 48 hours after being released from prison. Bradley Pendragon has faced a Perth court accused of possessing images of children. He's been remanded in custody. Mark McGowan says the state government tried to keep the 62-year-old behind bars.
I didn't want him let out, and the state government appealed so that he would not be let out. The court let him out, subject to conditions. Unsurprisingly, he has been rearrested.
The Premier is putting the responsibility on mining giants to improve the safety of workers. It follows the shocking report from a parliamentary inquiry into sexual assaults and harassment in the FIFO sector. Mark McGowan says the government is doing its bit and every company needs to ensure the safety of staff. The Prime Minister will meet with the French President next week, hoping to reset our relationship after the scrapped submarine deal. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has again defended that decision as part of the AUKUS agreement.
The previous government made a decision that was in our national security interests. On all of the advice that we had, the submarine that the French provided wasn't going to provide the security and the defences that we needed.
Modest gun safety measures have passed the US Senate as part of a bipartisan package, but it's yet to pass its final hurdle. While the US Supreme Court has ruled there is a constitutional right for people to carry handguns in public for self-defence. In sport, Perth Wildcats star Luke Travers has been picked up by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA draft. And Collingwood's Jordan Dugowie has now publicly apologised for off-field issues. He's on personal leave after a recent trip to Bali.
You know, I'm not a perfect person. I don't think I ever will be, but hopefully I can make some changes so these mistakes don't happen again. And just on that, I would like to apologise once again.
And Dugowie will miss Sunday's match between the Magpies and the Giants. Listener.